Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio City Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and in week 45, ATX went slightly up. AT&S was the best stock, and Valneva reached a milestone. News came from Wienerberger, FACC, Lenting, OMV, Mayr-Melnhof, AT&S, Voestalpine, Semperit, Valneva, Palfinger, and Erste Group. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 45. Monday, Wienerberger, as a next step on the path towards achieving climate neutrality 2050, Wienerberger, a leading international provider of innovative, ecological solutions for the entire building envelope, has upgraded its sustainability commitments in accordance with its three-year rhythm. The new Sustainability Program 2026 builds on its predecessor, integrating lessons learned. Since the targets for 2023 have been fulfilled, they have been upgraded for the 2026 program. In the next 3 years, CO2 emissions will be reduced further, split into three areas: direct emissions from primary energy sources and raw materials by 25%, scope 1, indirect emissions from electricity consumption and generation by 25%, scope 2, and emissions not produced by the company itself but by purchased goods and services or transport by 10%, scope 3. Circularity will be expanded again by selling more highly durable, 80%, and reusable, 90%, goods. To continue fostering biodiversity, Wienerberger aims for a 10% improvement of fauna through implementing biodiversity plans at all production sites, training 400 biodiversity ambassadors and planting 100,000 trees until 2026. In addition, new targets have been added, such as an increase in revenue from products supporting net zero buildings as well as more efficient waste and water management. Wienerberger, weekly performance, 1.91%. FACC, with an agreement from the renowned engine manufacturer Pratt & Whitney Canada Corp PNWC, for the maintenance, repair and overhaul of fan cases. Aerospace Supplier FACC is developing into a full component repair service provider in the engine sector, from development and production to maintenance of engine components. The agreement covers the repair and overhaul of specific fan cases related to PNWC's PW800 turbofan engines. For FACC, this agreement with PNWC represents an important milestone, as the company is now evolving into a full component service provider in addition to the production of engine components. The multi-year contract has a high value for FACC, the company emphasized. FACC, weekly performance, 0.33%. Lenzing, the Lenzing Group, a supplier of specialty fibers for the textile and non-wovens industries, and the Swedish pulp producer Södra have received the ITMF Award 2023 in the category International Cooperation for their joint achievements in textile recycling and circular economy. The award was presented at the ITMF annual conference in Kikuyu, China, on November 6, 2023. Lenzing, weekly performance, 0.41%. OMV and Veen Energy are working together in a joint venture called DEEP to make deep geothermal energy a reality in the greater Vienna area. They want to develop deep geothermal plants with output of up to 200 megawatts, thereby generating climate-neutral district heating for the equivalent of up to 200,000 Viennese households. The partners are also planning to implement up to 7 deep geothermal plants in Vienna as part of drilling programs. The first deep geothermal plant in the area of Osborn is the first major project to be realized together by the partners in the joint venture. The plant will generate up to 20 megawatts of climate-neutral district heating, in combination with heat pumps from Veen Energy. The aim is to supply up to 20,000 Viennese households with district heating from this plant. Approval procedures are currently underway and drilling is due to start towards the end of 2024. The plant is scheduled to go into operation in 2027. OMV, weekly performance, 4.97%. Tuesday, Mayr-Melnhof, at €3,196.50 million. Mayr-Melnhof Group's consolidated sales were below the previous year's figure, 1-3Q 2022, €3,450.40 million, a primarily volume-related decline in the division MM board and paper contrasted with an acquisition and price-related increase in the division MM packaging. Operating profit decreased by €292.4 million from €452.2 million to €159.8 million. Profit for the period decreased from €315.2 million to €91.2 million. Due to our continuous efforts to expand our competitiveness and quality leadership, as well as the recent strategic investments in our plants and sustainable, innovative packaging products, MM is very well positioned to manage the current difficult market situation and to create long-term added value for our customers and shareholders, underlined CEO Peter Oswald. Mayr Melnhof, weekly performance, 1.37%. Adidas, one of the world's leading manufacturers of IC substrates and PCBs, is proud to announce that it is providing IC substrates for global semiconductor company AMD. Substrates by Adidas are an integral part of high-performance, energy-efficient AMD data center processors. Fueled by new technologies like AI, VR and AR, demand for data storage, transmission and analysis is rising globally, says Andreas Gerstenmayer, CEO of Adidas. Kevan Keshvari, AMD Senior Vice President of Global Operations, we are pleased to have found an innovative and reliable additional source for high-end substrates in Adidas. Adidas, weekly performance, 6.60%. Wednesday FACC, the aviation industry is continuing its recovery. In the first 9 months of 2023, FACC AG achieved an increase in revenue of 22.5% to €513.9 million compared to the same period of the previous year. EBIT reached €5.0 million in the first 9 months, 2022, €4.2 million. The high production rate in the aviation industry is also reflected in FACC's long-term order book, which recorded significant growth with a volume of US$5.8 billion. According to the company, the result for Q3 2023 is impacted by seasonally lower revenues in the summer months, challenges with the procurement of materials along the supply chain, training expenses for new employees and inflation-related cost increases, particularly in the HR area. Group revenue in 2023 is expected to increase by over 12% to 16% compared to 2022. In terms of earnings, management expects a reduced but positive result for the second half of the year compared to the first half. FACC, weekly performance, 0.33%. Voestalpine, after Steel and Technology Group, Voestalpine achieved record levels of revenue and earnings in the first half of the 2022/23 business year. Weaker financial performance indicators were recorded when compared year over year. Specifically, revenue decreased by 8.4% from €9.3 billion to €8.5 billion in the first half of 2023/24. EBITDA fell by 36.7% from €1.4 billion, margin of 15.6%, to €915 million, margin of 10.7%. The Metal Engineering Division was able to increase both revenue and EBITDA, supported by strong performance in the Railway Systems business unit and the Tubulars, Seamless Tubes product segment. The other three divisions reported weaker development for the reporting period. Profit from operations, EBIT, fell by 40.9% in the first half of 2023/24, from €898 million, margin of 9.7%, to €531 million, margin of 6.2%. Voestalpine, weekly performance, 1.23%. Semperit, in the first three quarters of 2023, the Semperit Group generated revenues of €547.6 million, which was 7.7% below the previous year's figure. EBITDA from continued operations amounted to €56.8 million, 1/9/2022, €79.8 million, which included one-time effects of around €6.6 million from the transaction costs for the acquisition of the Rico Group, from profits recognized in advance in the purchase price allocation and from one-time severance payments for changes to the executive board and for reductions in headcount. At €15.7 million, earnings after tax from continued operations were positive, while earnings from the discontinued and now sold Semperit segment developed negatively, as expected. Total earnings after tax thus amounted to €-26.8 million, 2022, euros minus 34.6 million. Our business in the first three quarters was characterized by increasingly strong economic headwinds, in which we held our ground solidly and countered with measures to reduce costs and increase efficiency. At the same time, we successfully realized our transformation into an industrial rubber and elastomer specialist with the disposal of the medical business and took an important step towards growth with the acquisition of the Rico Group. In addition, our new, streamlined organization with two powerful divisions enables us to optimally scale our business for further profitable growth, says Semperit CEO Carl Heider. Semperit, weekly performance, minus 6.61%. Mayr Melnhof-Karton AG, MM, reported results for the first three quarters of 2023. As expected, business development in the 3RD quarter continued at a similar level as in the previous quarter, due to further market and capex-related downtime in the division MM Board and Paper, as well as heterogeneous demand in the sales markets of MM Packaging and increasing price pressure. Consolidated sales amounted to €1,015.10 million after €1,059.3 million inches in the 2nd quarter of 2023 and €1,231.90 million in the 3rd quarter of the previous year. Profit for the period amounted to €27.9 million, 2Q 2023, €28.4 million, 3Q 2022, €109.4 million. Due to our continuous efforts to expand our competitiveness and quality leadership, as well as the recent strategic investments in our plants and sustainable, innovative packaging products, MM is very well positioned to manage the current difficult market situation and to create long-term added value for our customers and shareholders, underlined CEO Peter Oswald. Mayr Melnhof, weekly performance, 1.37%. Thursday, Wienerberger, operating in a persistently challenging macroeconomic environment. Wienerberger, provider of innovative, ecological solutions for the entire building envelope, successfully held its ground in the third quarter of 2023, sustaining the good performance of the first two quarters. Compared to the record-breaking year of 2022, the company generated strong results, especially in view of the decline in demand in all relevant end markets, with third quarter revenues at group level of €3,286 million, Q3 2022 €3,848 million, and operating EBITDA of €665 million, Q3 2022 €820 million. The continuation of the established self-help program aimed at earnings growth and efficiency enhancements contributed a satisfactory amount to earnings. These solid results once more demonstrate the resilience of the sustainable and diversified business model. Given its strong position and its proven resilience, combined with profitability increasing measures, the company is confident of delivering a very solid performance in the 2023 business year and once more confirms its operating EBITDA target of €820 million. Wienerberger, weekly performance, 1.91%. Valneva, specialty vaccine company Valneva, recorded total revenues of €111.8 million in the first 9 months of 2023, compared to €249.9 million in the first 9 months of 2022. The 55.3% decrease was related to non-recurring revenues recorded in the prior year linked to the company's COVID-19 program. Adjusted EBITDA loss in the first 9 months of 2023 was €46.0 million, compared to an adjusted EBITDA loss of €38.0 million in the first 9 months of 2022, as explained further below. Peter Buller, Valneva's chief financial officer, commented, "In the third quarter, we continued growing our commercial sales and are confident that we will meet our revenue target for the year. We remain focused on advancing our key R&D programs with a strong emphasis on working with the FDA to obtaining the first regulatory approval worldwide for a chikungunya vaccine." Valneva, weekly performance, 7.15%. Paufinger, Nexen's marine operations, returns to the Elsteenvruft shipyard in Norway to build a new and updated version of the DP3 cable-laying vessel Nexen's Aurora, one of the most advanced vessels of its kind. The new vessel will also be equipped with a comprehensive, mission-critical equipment package from Paufinger Marine, which comprises an essential part of its operational capabilities. Paufinger has been awarded a contract to supply two knuckleboom offshore cranes, a telescopic offshore crane, two traveling hangar cranes, two large active heave compensated A&R winches, 3 large A&R winches, 4 roller gates and 2 lifeboats with davits. The large A-frame previously delivered and installed on board Nexans Aurora will be relocated to this new building upon delivery from Ulstein Werft. The equipment package is scheduled for delivery in 2024 and 2025, and the vessel will enter into operation in 2026. Ulstein Werft Shipyard is responsible for the construction and the preparation of the ship's topside equipment. Paufinger, weekly performance, -2.85%. Friday Valneva, a specialty vaccine company, today announced that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration FDA has approved IXCHIQ, Valneva's single dose, live, attenuated vaccine indicated for the prevention of disease caused by chikungunya virus, CHIKV, in individuals 18 years of age and older who are at increased risk of exposure to CHIKV. This indication is approved under accelerated approval based on anti-chik neutralizing antibody titers. Continued approval for this indication is contingent upon verification of clinical benefit in confirmatory studies. Valneva, weekly performance, 7.15%. Erste Group Bank AG is buying back the 15% share of its Hungarian subsidiary, Erste Bank Hungary Zrt. EBH, currently held by the Hungarian state-owned Corvinus International Investments Zrt. The transaction, which is set to close in November, values that stake at HUF 87.55 billion, which represents a 125% increase compared to the sale price in 2016, HUF 38.9 billion. In addition, EBH paid a dividend of about HUF 20 billion to Corvinus during the mentioned period. Erste Group, weekly performance, -2.14%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing now.